Dominar el interrogativo.
Okay, Annie, it's time to make you ask some more questions, okay? I'm going to give you the answers to a series of questions, and I want you to try and ask the corresponding question, okay?
All right.
I will try to emphasize the most important part of the answer, okay? For example, I was green with envy when he told me.
How did you feel when he told you?
Good. How did you feel when he told you? We could also say, what did you feel like when he told you? Okay?
Okay.
The next one then. No, they don't see eye to eye over anything.
Do they see eye to eye over anything?
Do they see eye to eye over anything? ¿Qué significa to see eye to eye?
Ojo por ojo.
That would be an eye for an eye. To see eye to eye with someone means pues, estar totalmente de acuerdo con esta persona o llevarse muy bien con ella. Okay, the next one. It cost £5.20.
How much did it cost?
Good. It costs £6.22.
How much does it cost?
Good. Ahora en presente. Muy bien. I've been on edge since he told me.
How have you felt since he told you?
Good. To be on edge, pues significa pues, sentirte incómodo emocionalmente. ¿Eh?
Mm-hmm.
To be on edge, o está un poquito nervioso.
Al borde.
Bien, eso es. It's under the bed.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where is it?
Mejor, otra vez.
Where is it?
Mejor entonación ahí. Yes, let's draw the curtains. Pues cerramos las cortinas.
Shall we draw the curtains?
Shall we draw the curtains? We don't say to close the curtains in English. We say to draw them, okay?
Right.
Y no significa dibujar, sino cerrar. Muy bien. The bed collapsed last spring.
When did the bed collapse?
Good. The springs, que en este caso no significa primaveras, sino los muelles. The springs caused the bed to collapse.
What caused the bed to collapse?
What caused the bed to collapse? Muy bien, Annie.